Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holiday to you.
This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. We're nearing the end of December, and therefore the holiday season. Hanukkah, the winter solstice, and Christmas have already passed. Kwanzaa starts today. And all of that puts us in mind of what's become a perennial question. How do you greet someone in polite society at this time of year? What linguists call phatic speech, the pleasantries of social interaction. Hello, how you doing? Have a good one. Those are fairly easy and universal in America. A bit more fraught is what to say now. Season's greetings, happy holidays, Merry Christmas.
Hi, this is John calling from Berwyn. I default to happy holidays usually, but I like to turn every interaction into a little mystery where I kind of quickly decide how risky is it to deploy a Merry Christmas. So I look for clues, and if I'm pretty sure the person might celebrate Christmas, I'll drop a Merry Christmas just to kind of keep me on my toes. It's more just a little game I play than anything that's really important to me.
Living on the edge, John. Thanks for that. John sent that in because he's a member of our texting group. We also heard from Wendy in Rock City, who said she likes to use Merry Christmas. And Tommy in Urbana says he uses Bah Humbug because it's non-denominational. Listeners, this is a conversation we first aired last December, and for that we were joined by Melissa Moore, author of the book Holy Bleep, A Brief History of Swearing. It's not actually called that, but you can fill in the blank. We were also joined by Brian Ballow, Emeritus Professor of History at the University of Virginia and co-host of the Backstory podcast. Because this conversation's on tape, we're not taking calls, but you can always let us know what you thought by emailing talk@21stshow.org. So, Brian, I want to begin with you. Can you sketch a brief history? I mean, Jesus wasn't always the reason for the season, right? How did Christmas started? What over time made it more suitable for a Norman Rockwell painting?
Tall order there, Brian. Basically, as religious Christians know, Christmas is not really in the Bible. Certainly December 25th is not. And around 400, the church, the Catholic Church at that time, decided that all of these celebrations towards the end of the year, when the harvest was done, things slowed down. You know, it wasn't just, they did harvest fruits and vegetables. A lot of those grains turned into liquor. People didn't have anything to do. And they went out and basically celebrate. Think New Year's Eve. And the church tried to kind of corral the energy there, but dampen some of the excess, let's say. And so for hundreds of years, Christmas remained, even in the Christian religions, remained a pretty debauched period. Lots of drinking, lots of partying. Brian, you can guess who put a damper on that. It was those Puritans. That came over to the United States. In fact, if you celebrated Christmas, you were subject to a fine, 5 shillings. And the Puritans had no use for this kind of debauchery, this kind of partying, if you will. But they lost, and they lost out to basically commercialism, the ability to give gifts, sell things, which really began to take off, or you find its origins in the 1820s. So long story short, Christmas is all about the historical period you're talking about. It's always about trying to curb excess and control excess in ways that will be, well, I don't know how else to say it, compatible with capitalism.
Interesting. That is I think you did a great job with the brief thumbnail there. Melissa, I want to bring you into the conversation.
Hey, wait a second, Brian. You had me do that following a poet, and I wasn't nearly as good as him.
Well, we can all still work toward that. And Melissa, let me ask you about this idea. Now, I mentioned at the beginning of the show this phrase, phatic phrases. Please, thank you. Can you just talk a little bit more about that and how that relates to the holiday season?
Yeah, so phatic speech, as you mentioned, is speech that doesn't really convey information. It's just something that people say to kind of grease the social wheels and to sort of indicate, you know, I see you, I know what we're doing here, you know, I'm playing by the rules. So yeah, the kind of canonical example is, you know, how are you? You know, you don't, when you meet someone and you say, how are you? You don't actually want to know. In fact, you might respond to that question with, how are you? You know, you could, it doesn't require a response. But so in the past, at various points, you know, Merry Christmas was one of those phatic phrases. It was just, you know, you could say it and it wasn't part of a cultural conflict. It was just, how are you? Merry Christmas. Bye. Merry Christmas. So that's where the idea of phatic speech comes in.
You've written about a demographic divide, though, in between the people who no longer consider that polite greeting, or maybe, you know, or more intentionally using happy holidays. Can you talk about some of those divides?
Yes. So there was a very interesting study done in 2016, and I haven't seen one more recently, but I believe the conclusions still hold, that show they asked someone basically the question. I wrote down the question. It's, do you think that businesses should greet customers with happy holidays or season's greetings instead of Merry Christmas out of respect for people of different faiths or not? And the way people answer was riven by political affiliation, age, gender, you know, geography. So people who are most likely to say, you know, no, everyone should say Merry Christmas tend to be Republican, tend to be older, male. It's kind of concentrated in the Midwest. And the people who say, no, no, one must say happy holidays, tend to be younger, overwhelmingly Democratic women.
If you're just joining us, this is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. We're listening back to our conversation on the ongoing debate over saying Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays. Joining us for this was Melissa Moore, author of the book Holy Blank, A Brief History of Swearing, and Brian Ballow, Emeritus Professor of History at the University of Virginia, also co-host of the Backstory podcast. Because this conversation's on tape, we're not taking calls, but let us know what you thought by leaving a voicemail at 217-300-2121. And Brian, you have talked with John Gibson, who wrote that book, The War on Christmas. What do you think about that? Is there a war on Christmas? Is this a real thing that's happening?
Oh, is the war on Christmas real? No, I don't think it's real, but like many parts of our culture wars, the effort to be very American, I would say, very pluralist, allowing many different kinds of religions in our society, that effort, which I view as extraordinarily American, has been politicized, and it has been turned into a war, primarily by those on the right. I was very interested in Melissa's demographic breakdown. Our listeners who are older white male Republicans will know the name Bill O'Reilly on Fox News. And they may remember that he was very, very important in terms of turning the quote war on Christmas into a huge political issue. And frankly, Republicans have followed in his footsteps. Sarah Palin, when she ran for vice president, made, you know, the war on Christmas part of her shtick. And most recently, of course, Donald Trump has politicized the so-called war on Christmas.
I want to read another text message we got. This is Sherry from Hayworth. Said she prefers happy holidays. It encompasses Christmas and New Year's, as well as is inclusive of Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, and other celebrations this time of year. Anyone insulted by it or who insists on Merry Christmas is truly not capturing the spirit of the holidays. Bing Crosby recorded the song Happy Holidays in 1942. So people can lose the woke label for Happy Holidays. It's called Being Kind. Jesus and Santa would both endorse that. Thank you for the message, Sherry. Melissa, what do you think about this idea of a war on Christmas? Do you lean one way or the other on this phrase yourself?
I agree with Brian. I don't think there's an actual war on Christmas. I think that, yes, people are right that, you know, it has changed over the years. Like, I grew up in Wisconsin, and it was pretty phatic in my community, which was sort of middle-class white. You know, people said Merry Christmas, and no one was really thinking, oh, wait, what should I say? What should I say? But then, of course, there were, I think about at that time, so 80s, you know, people started to become aware that in my community that, oh yes, there's also Jewish holidays. And, you know, and I think it, you know, was already, people were becoming more aware at that point, but it still was, I would have said Merry Christmas was still phatic speech. And so when people are talking about a war of Christmas, a war on Christmas, I mean, yes, now you cannot say Merry Christmas without it participating in a bunch of kind of social decisions and so, you know, places you in certain social demographics. Kind of like the first commentator, John, said, you know, it's like, well, if you look for clues, you know, oh, could I say Merry Christmas to this person? Is Happy Holidays even appropriate? I mean, obviously, you know, billions of people don't celebrate holiday around Christmas. It's not, I mean, it's, you know, it's most of the world's major religions don't have a holiday at the end of December. So yeah, it's just something that you have to think about now. And it, in the past, perhaps in when people who listened to Bill O'Reilly were growing up, they didn't have to think about it. And I think that's kind of what they're reacting to.
Brian, do you think most people are invested in this? Or is this something that, like, we talk about on the radio and they talk, you know, the few million people who watch Fox News think a lot about? I do find occasionally the shot of somebody working in a store will say Merry Christmas, and I don't get the sense from them that they're feel like they're making a stand in the culture wars or anything like that. Is this conversation, you know, really universal, or what do you how do you think of that? And we only have about a minute left in our show today.
Yeah, you said invested, and I think most people are not invested in that. In my day-to-day dealings, I try to meet people where they are. If they say Merry Christmas, even though that's not what I would say, it doesn't particularly offend me. And I think that's how, I think people are struggling to greet strangers in ways that won't offend them. For the most part, there are exceptions. Melissa knows about them. But no, I think most people, especially during the Christmas or holiday season, are trying to make a connection with other people, especially during these years of COVID and coming out of all kinds of isolation.
Well, that is something I think we can all get behind, is connection with other people after years of isolation. Brian Ballow is co-host of the Backstory podcast, Emeritus Professor of History at the University of Virginia. Melissa Moore is the author of Holy Bleep, A Brief History of Swearing, also a columnist for the Christian Science Monitor. Brian and Melissa, thanks so much for being with us today. Happy holidays to both of you.
Thank you, Brian. Happy holidays.
Yep. Thank you, Brian. Yep. Happy New Year.
That as well. And that's all the time we have on our show today. The 21st Show is produced by Christine Hatfield, Kennedy Vincent, and Jose Zepeda. This segment was produced by Anaya Jones. Technical direction and engineering comes from Steve Mork and Jason Croft. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. We're going out on a holiday tune. Thanks for listening. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
That's the Jingle Bell Rock. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell chime in, jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air. Got a prize.
go gliding in the one horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and a mingle in the jingling feet. That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell.